This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brell. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus outbreak does not yet fit the criteria of a pandemic, but warns a pandemic is possible and nations should prepare. There are now more than 77,000 cases of the virus in China and more than 2,000 elsewhere, and the overall death toll stands at more than 2,600. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The sudden surge of coronavirus cases in South Korea, Iran, and Italy over the past few days has sent a shiver through the world and created fears that what had been an epidemic is now becoming a pandemic. The World Health Organization is urging people to calm down. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the virus has a potential for becoming a pandemic, but that time is not yet here.
Our decision about whether to use the word pandemic to describe an epidemic is based on an ongoing assessment of the geographical spread of the virus, the severity of disease it causes, and the impact it has on the whole society.
For the moment, he says none of this can be seen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The financial markets took a tumble amid the coronavirus fears. We get more on the story from the AP's Mike Gracia.
Coronavirus jitters sent financial markets tumbling in Monday trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average suffered its biggest drop in 2 years, falling 1,031 points, or 3.6%, and wiping out its gains so far in 2020. The S&P 500 took a 3.4% drop, and the NASDAQ fell 3.7%. The slump in U.S. indexes followed market sell-offs overseas.
That was the AP's Mike Gracia reporting. And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.